A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So for one reason or another, the idea of intergender wrestling is still somewhat of a debated topic, as far as I'm concerned, and who cares what I think. Given that it is wrestling, as long as everybody agrees, you should be able to do what the flub you want. I mean, that is the secret sauce, and thankfully the industry carries on in this regard. So to celebrate such things, let's run down some of the best intergender matches ever. Number 10, Jazz versus Jason Knight. So we go to ECW in Heatwave 1999, and do not forget that Extreme Championship Wrestling actually did have some really good female performers. They just didn't have enough to build a proper women's division. Now, Jazz had mostly been a manager for the Impact Players before this, but when the self-professed world's sexiest man, Jason Knight, overstepped the line, Jay was like, all right, now I'm going to whoop your ass. Paul Heyman did book a few of these over the years and always had some crazy hardcore stipulation attached to it. And of course, when Knight was trying to be a sleazebag and give Jazz a kiss, she just headbutted him right in the face. And when I say the face, I actually mean the testicles, but I just thought this was a more fun way to get here. And the absolute best thing about this is go and listen to the fans while this is going on. Jazz just kills this guy. They love it. She also gets very inventive with chairs when it comes to the groinal region. And I tell you, when she did get the victory, she was a made woman. And you could absolutely do something like this today, just with less of the dick stuff. Number 9, El Generico versus Cara Del Rey. Happening in the wonderfully named Hot Off the Griddle in 2012, this was almost like a glimpse into the future. Because El Generico would soon retire to teach orphans in Mexico and then maybe become Sami Zayn. Whereas if you don't know the deal with Cara Del Rey, she became like a super trainer. She was damn good at it. The match itself is just wonderful too, because Del Rey takes every single piece of offense that El Generico has, and then it's like, oh yeah? Well now I'm gonna come back at you. And she goes crazy. She also used the rope-a-dope strategy here, because as soon as she realizes that the masked man has no HP left, she smashes him with the pile driver. She got the 3. It also showed you that Sara was an excellent fighting from underneath babyface, and it would tie into her next war. Of all the people, she was going to feud with Eddie Kingston. That is also a delight which you should find the time to watch, but I think this El Generico encounter just gets the nod. Actually, both are pretty damn good. Number 8, Luna Vachon versus Stevie Richards. Once again happening at ECW Heatwave, although this time in 1995, this was essentially the template for what we would do with Jazz years later. This was just ingenious work though, because everybody was looking at Richards going, dude, you're a madman for accepting this, you're probably going to die. Essentially what happened. Paul Heyman also locked them in a steel cage, so I told you he would do that. And this got so violent, even the ECW faithful were a bit like, maybe that's a little bit too much. Stevie was the best here as well, because he totally understood his role. And my word, the finish. Again, you probably need to see this for yourself. But Luna essentially tries to rip his penis off. So don't get mad at me, I'm only the messenger. And it also tied into something bigger, because Tommy Dreamer and Raven were also feuding, which is when the grunge icon turned up. He laid Vachon out with the DDT. It got such a crazy reaction, and everybody left this feeling like a bigger star. Plus, it had the wonderful extra that this was the kind of stuff that the other companies wouldn't do. So surprise, surprise, the ECW audience love the company all the more for it. Number 7, Ricochet versus Tessa Blanchard. Happening at Beyond Wrestling's Midas Touch in 2017, there is a caveat to this. Ricochet and Tessa Blanchard at the time were dating. Rick was the talk of the town at the time too, because he was just doing moves that nobody should be able to do, whereas Blanchard was an up-and-coming 22-year-old. Everyone was like, yeah, she may have something. I'm not sure anybody expected this though, because for 15 minutes they go cardio crazy, and it's just go, 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 including Tessa absolutely ruining Ricochet with his poison rana. He lands right on his head. Ricochet was absolutely up for this too, because he saw it like his neck was broken. But the genius was you could see it all in his face and in his actions. He wasn't expecting such a fight. The fact he lost too sent shockwaves around the place, because again, he was the face that ran the indie place. Nobody could believe it. It also helped propel Tessa to another level. Don't worry, we are going to get into that later. Number 6, Chyna versus Chris Jericho. I saw a clip of Chyna entering the 1999 Royal Rumble the other day, and I'm just going to tell you this. I thought it was so damn cool. Now, it is different today because, of course, we have the Women's Rumble, but back then, seeing a female enter the men's version, well, it just instantly made you a badass. This carried on throughout the year too because we got to the Survivor Series. And yeah, the ninth wonder of the world was locking up with Jericho. Now look, I'm not saying this is a classic by any stretch of the imagination, but when you remember what they were trying to do, I think they hit a home run. Jericho hadn't been in the company all that long either, so I suppose this was a testing ground for him. But Chyna just goes in there and hurls him around the place before she bests him. So once again, everyone was like, hot damn. Now, as we would learn later, they actually roughed each other up a bit for real, which caused a little bit of backstage friction. And people loved to go, well, Chyna was no good in the ring. Sure, she wasn't like a five-star technical classic, but she certainly had something. Doesn't happen by accident. There's also a lot of aggression in this because at one point Chris is choking her with a camera cable and also the damn finish. It's essentially an avalanche pedigree. When do you ever see that? It also allowed the feud to continue, and in terms of Chyna's intergender matches, it is right up there.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
5, Timothy Thatcher versus Tony Storm. Do you want to know why some people got mad at Timothy Thatcher when he made a name for himself? Because he was too technical. People are weird. And Timmy just wanted to present a more gritty side of wrestling, which is why a lot of eyebrows went up when he said he was going to be facing Tony Storm in 2018. This went down at Beyond Wrestling's Lit Up event as well. For a good old while, Thatcher lives up to his promise, and he is just twisting Tony Storm like a pretzel, and she sells this so damn well, you start to get a little bit worried. I mean, Tony was kind of a heel at this point too, but she had so much babyface fire, everybody started chanting to her, and every time she even got a little bit of offense, well, you just had people cheering. The finish is absolutely great too, because eventually, she turns the game onto Timothy, she locks in the armbar, and once again, because Thatcher likes to play this like it's totally real, he taps out instantly, 10 out of 10. Now, I'm sure you can tell me that I am wrong, but if we throw back the idea of technical wrestling and intergender matches, when those two things come together, this is absolutely one of the best ever. Number 4, Go Shiozaki versus Nanae Takahashi. Noah's Go Shiozaki is a monster when the bell rings. Now, if you do need evidence of this, just go and watch the match with Takahashi in 2018, and your eyes may fall out of your head. I mean, the punches alone are so damn brutal, and when Takahashi comes back with elbows, you'll sit there and go, I'm sorry, they must have gone to the back and said, shall we just try and kill each other? And the answer was yes. And by the end too, both individuals are so battered and bruised, they look like they've been in a legit fight. I mean, it got so out of control, Takahashi's teeth got broken at one point. If you're now saying, Simon, that sounds like it got out of control. Yeah, I ain't argue with you, it did. In terms of work rate and storytelling though, somehow it does reel you in. And given that Takahashi was also trying to promote their seed lining promotion, well, did a good job in getting more eyes on it. I mean, so many conversations started after the fact, so it wasn't just Stardom. All of a sudden, there were multiple promotions, but yeah, if you do watch this, make sure you do it with a grain of salt. You were gonna squirm. Number 3, Mio Shirai versus Minoru Suzuki. I mean, Suzuki was in it, so straight away you know it's gonna be intense. Happening during the infamous Suzuki Gun invasion of Noah Pro Wrestling, the then GHC champion decided that they should have some intergender warfare too, So he did book Shirai, who, yes, is the older sister of one Io Sky. She was basically doing this too because she was about to retire and it sounded like a good tick box. And do you think that slowed Suzuki down? No. No, it did not. He definitely got the better of the start of this too, as he also started to boot her in the leg. But this kind of ties into other matches we've talked about. Shirai sells it so well, all of a sudden you're just compelled to see a win. Her out of nowhere explosive comebacks and just sheer technical prowess is so damn good as well. And out of nowhere she loses. Damn. It was really well done though, and Suzuki only was able to get the W when he busted out the Gotch pile driver, almost out of desperation. And because the fans knew that Shirai was about to give it all in because she was so injured, they audibly gasp, "You've done your job." So in terms of seeing an underdog actually get the victory, this does fall flat. But everything else, once again, it's pretty damn good. Number two, Sami Callihan versus Tessa Blanchard. So a lot happened after this, which we are going to get into. But in terms of mainstream American wrestling, Impact started to push the boat out. Because Sami Callihan had already defeated Tessa Blanchard at Slammiversary Unbreakable before he took on Brian Cage. He became the damn world champion. This turned into Hard to Kill 2020 when the championship was on the line and we did Sami versus Tessa again. Callahan went all in here. He was like, this is the final battle to prove that men are better in the ring than women. Ruh-roh. Now, most say the Slammiversary match was better, but wink, nudge, nudge, we're about to talk about that. But once again, in turn of setting the internet on fire, this did its job. Because after teasing for around about a year that it was going to happen, they did pull the trigger. And who was the brand new Impact World Champion that mostly had been associated with men? It was Tessa Blanchard. They really did stick to what worked as well, because Sami played the whole thing as a despicable heel, whereas Blanchard was just a plucky babyface. Sadly then it all went bad because the pandemic came, plus a bunch of allegations that nobody should ever be involved with. Before you knew it, Tessa was stripped of the belt and she was out. Still, the sight of this happening on a company that was deemed number two in the USA at the time, hard pushed to find something more riveting. Number one, Tessa Blanchard versus Sami Callihan. And this was the one at Slammiversary. See? I told you. Impact really went in with this as well because it went after Brian Cage's Impact World title match. And much like the one we've talked about, when the bell did ring, Callihan just tried to tear Tessa apart. She really did fire back though with all the dives and so many, oh my gosh, where did that come from moves. And the fact that she did lose, well, once again, you can go and watch this, look at the fans, they're actually devastated. I do have to say that if they hadn't done the match we've already put at number two, this one wouldn't have worked as well. But thankfully they did do it. Don't need to get into this. It's like saying that Batman game wouldn't be good if Batman wasn't in it. He's in it. It did really underline what a fantastic feud this was though, especially when you throw it all into a pipe. And without the whole world stopping, well, who knows what would have happened. So overall, it was an impressive, psychologically strong effort from two people that just played their roles wonderfully. Once again, even though I think people have apologized now, what did happen after this was completely abhorrent and nobody should ever do it again. It is a nice reminder though that when you do have effective characters, you can pretty much pull anything off. That's why it sits here at numero uno. Now make sure you click the video on the screen, which is 10 surprising stories about real life wrestling scares. Like the video, share the video and subscribe. Leave a comment and make me know your best intergender matches. Otherwise, thanks for stopping by, San Diego, and go flub yourself. Whatever the hell he said, I can't remember. Goodbye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.